Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Sunlight for Children May Help Prevent Multiple Sclerosis. A new study of identical twins suggests that children who spend more time in the sun have a lower risk for developing multiple sclerosis, or MS, as adults. Reported in the medical journal Neurology, the study shows that evidence is growing that sunlight and/or vitamin D exposure during childhood may help protect health. According to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, MS is an autoimmune disease of the central nervous system that currently affects more than 400,000 Americans. While it's unclear what causes MS, the symptoms include numbness, tingling, loss of coordination and balance, blindness, fatigue, and even paralysis. The majority of MS patients are first diagnosed between the ages of 20 and 50, and female patients outnumber males 2-1. Study co-author Dr. Thomas Mack and his team studied the sun exposure of 79 pairs of identical twins in the U.S. and Canada, in which at least one twin in each pair had been diagnosed with MS. Most of the twins were girls, and among those with MS, most had been diagnosed between the ages of 20 and 40. Each subject was asked about his or her childhood history of outdoor activity, as well as that of the twin. Time spent tanning, going to the beach, and playing team sports during childhood was also noted. No absolute sun exposure measurements were recorded. The authors assessed relative degrees of sun exposure between twins based on personal recall. All participants were also asked to reveal any history of childhood infections as well as smoking habits. The result? The twin with MS usually had been exposed to less sun overall as a child than the twin without the disease, the researchers found. They observed, however, that this protective effect was only apparent among female twins. The lack of evidence among male twins could simply be a function of the relatively small number of male twins included in the study, the researchers say. The risk for developing MS was reduced as a result of increased sun exposure, ranging from 25% to 57%. For example, the non-MS twins who had spent more childhood time suntanning than their sibling had a nearly 50% reduced risk of developing MS as an adult. It's not clear how sun exposure might protect against the illness. Ultraviolet rays might trigger a helpful cellular immune response directly, or perhaps sunlight helps stave off the disease indirectly by boosting vitamin D production. Dr. Mack says the likelihood that a child of a parent with MS will go on to get MS is 3-4%, and this is many times the likelihood that the average person could get MS. He adds that if he was a young parent and he or his wife had MS, they would want to take every step to prevent their child from getting the disease. Experts say there's a lot more work that still needs to be done before any kind of recommendations can be made about sun exposure or vitamin D intake. Too much exposure to sunlight can cause skin cancer, so caution must be taken. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.